friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. Today, your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. How would you like to enjoy a nice cup of coffee with a cat? Well, it's kind of an interesting question, right? Well, right now, I'm kind of imagining what it would be like to be sitting down and enjoying a cup of tea for me with a cat. It might be kind of fun. Well, if this interests you, you will love today's lesson, which is called Pet Cafes for a Cause. Okay, so today we're going to talk about cat cafes with a new twist and adopt a pet. Okay, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's begin.
Pet Cafes for a Cause. Enjoy a cup of coffee and adopt a four-legged friend. In Asia, many people love visiting cat cafes to play with cats and enjoy drinks. But some American cafes are giving this idea a new twist. At these cafes, the cats can be adopted. In this setup, everyone wins. The new owner gets a cute companion, and the cat gets a loving home. One of America's first cat cafes is in Oakland, California. Called Cat Town Cafe, it lets customers pay to reserve time with its cats.
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 adopt 这个动词。Adopt 在这里是指收养或领养。例如 ，this couple adopted an African boy who was born deaf and mute. 这对夫妻领养了一位一出生就是聋哑的非洲男孩。或者是 when Nina turned 14, her parents told her that she was adopted. 当 Nina 14岁的时候，她的父母亲告诉她她是被领养的。它的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 adoption。例如 ，the process of adoption is complicated and time-consuming。领养的过程既复杂又耗时。继续我们看的是 twist 这个名词 ，twist 原本有曲卷的东西的意思，但是在这里是指变化或转折。例如 ，the fairy tale took a surprise twist and turned the big bad wolf into a nice guy。这个童话故事有了令人惊讶的转折，就是把大野狼变成了好心人。或者是 The unexpected twist at the end of the thriller still gives me nightmares. 这部惊悚片令人出乎意料的结尾还在让我噩梦连连。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, well, let's learn about pet cafes for a cause.Cat Town sounds pretty awesome, doesn't it, Rebecca?
Well, if you like cats, and I love cats, I would really enjoy going to a cafe where there are cats walking around and enjoying a cup of tea and then going and playing with the little kitties. I bet there's kittens.
And maybe you could even adopt one. You need a pet cat, right?
Oh, I do, and I really want a pet cat. I wonder how my roommates would like that.
Are they allergic to cats?
Well, they don't really like cats that much.
Oh, so that's not a good situation.
I might not be able to adopt one right now.
I have an idea.
Yeah, what's your idea?
Get rid of the roommates and then just adopt a few pet cats. That would be great.
You just wait until I tell my roommates that.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, guys, I'm getting a cat. You gotta leave. Oh, Gabe. Silly Gabe. Well, anyway, friends, we are talking about pet cafes for a cause.And I think we should take some time and talk about that phrase, for a cause. If you're doing something for a specific cause, you're doing it for a reason.
It's a special reason. Now, when we use this phrase, for a cause, I usually think of helping our community or society in some way. Okay, so if you think of any charity out there in the world, those are things for a cause.So maybe people get together and play games. They pay money at the door to come and play these games, and they dress up all fancy. And those are for a cause, right? The money is going to help people in some way. I think of Icho. Every year, they have an event, at least a few events, and these events are for a cause. Maybe you go cycling around the island, and you pay a little bit of money at first, and it's for a cause. They go to help people with less money or people who need education. It's for a good cause.
That's right. So you can participate in a race for a cause, or even a pancake breakfast for a cause.
What?
Yes, let me explain. I participated in a pancake breakfast.
I want one.
I know, I love pancakes. So, as Gabe was explaining, you do have to pay a little bit of money for the pancakes.
Yes.
But then all that money went to support some missionaries.
Oh,
so,
cool.
It was a pancake breakfast for a cause. But, you know, in our lesson, we're talking about pet cafes for a cause.
That's right. So it's not like the cafes maybe you've been to where you sit and drink coffee or tea and then there's cats running around. Actually, it's a little bit more than that, okay? Enjoy a cup of coffee and adopt a four-legged friend, all right? In Asia, many people love visiting cat cafes to play with cats and enjoy drinks, but some American cafes are giving this idea a new twist. Now, what is that new twist? We're going to find out in a moment.
But, you know, I really like that phrase, a new twist. If you do something that has a little bit of a new twist, you can just say that you're doing something different. Or you might be doing something similar, but then you add just a little bit of something that makes it just a little bit different. For example, the pumpkin bread is delicious. And I could tell that you made it with a little bit of a new twist.
Oh, okay, so it tastes different.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Journey Cafe. A lot of restaurants, people make the food for you, but Journey Cafe is allowing you to eat with a new twist. You can make your own pizza there or your own smoothies. That is certainly a different twist. Well, we read here, at these cafes, the cats can be adopted. In this setup, everyone wins. Well, speaking of everyone winning, is there a phrase for a situation where everyone wins, Rebecca?
Gabe, I'm glad you asked, because the guys in the info cloud are going to talk about that.
Ah.
So let's go there now.
Most situations in life are win-lose situations where there's a clear winner and a loser.
But every once in a while, we get a situation in which everyone wins, and that's often referred to as a win-win situation.
In a win-win situation, there is no loser. All parties benefit, and this is achieved mainly through careful listening, cooperation, and compromise.
If you and your friend have a disagreement, you can try to find a resolution that's only good for you, but not for your friend. Now, that would be a win-lose situation. The danger in this is that your friend may feel defeated or resentful, and you will probably end up losing your friend.
Alternatively, you can work hard to reach a resolution that works for both parties. You see to it that there are no losers. You might achieve this by listening carefully to what your friend really wants and by working together to find a win-win solution.
我们中文讲的双赢其实来自英文的win-win situation, 双赢的局面,这是一种新的观念。因为传统上任何的竞赛或冲突,最后的结果几乎都是win-lose。 一个赢家跟一个输家,win-win的概念是各方都获得利益,但是要达成一个win-win situation,必须要有好的沟通,尤其是懂得聆听对方,才能够彼此合作,达成双赢的局面。这就是今天的Info Cloud,我们下次云端见。
Thanks guys. So in a situation where everyone wins, we can call that a win-win situation. And that is what happens with these pet cafes. People come in and they get to drink some coffee or tea,
mm-hmm.
and then they can adopt a cat or, you know, a pet, it's a win-win situation, I would say.
See, because everyone wins, right? The cats win because they get a new home, and you win because you get a nice new friend, or as we read in our lesson, a cute companion. The new owner gets a cute companion, and the cat gets a loving home. Now, the word companion is like the word friend. Actually, I sometimes use them in exactly the same way. He's my companion, or she's my friend.
And we read here in our lesson, one of America's first cat cafes is in Oakland, California. It's interesting because I grew up in California, right? I spent a lot of time in California.
Yeah, it's your favorite place, right?
It's my favorite place. Oh, yes, it's my favorite place. But I lived in San Jose, which isn't too far from Oakland, but I had never heard of cat cafes.
Maybe you could check this out. Next time you go to Oakland, you can go and check out Cat Town Cafe. The cats are pretty cute, and they need a home.
They do need a home. Well, anyway, called Cat Town Cafe, it lets its customers pay to reserve time with its cats. I bet it must be a very busy place if you actually have to reserve time. You actually have to call ahead of time. Hello, hello, I would like to spend time with the kitty cats.
Well, that's a good sign then, because that means these guys have a great thing going on. You know, a lot of people like cats. Not just you, Rebecca.
You do too.
Not just me. Oh. I know you love cats too, don't you? Maybe you should visit Cat Town Cafe, get a cup of coffee, play with some cats, adopt it, get it on the plane back here, and then you can have a nice cat from Oakland, California.
I would definitely say that these American cafes are giving this idea a new twist, that is, pet cafes. Well, make sure you stay
tuned.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about pet cafes. Now, how would you enjoy having a cup of tea, coffee, or even hot chocolate with a cat? I think it sounds like it could be quite a relaxing experience. Well, friends, we have more to learn about these cat cafes, so let's continue with our next reading.
Pet cafes for a cause. The cats stay in a separate room from the cafe. But guests who buy food or drinks can visit them for free. People who can't have pets of their own enjoy playing with the animals. Others visit the cafe seeking a pet. They can get a feel for the cats' personalities at the cafe. This helps them pick one to adopt. The cats also benefit from this arrangement. Many were once kept in cages, but at the cafe, they can move around and play.
OK, 接下来我们看 reserve 这个动词 ,serve 这个字根有保存的意思。所以 reserve 是指预定、保留或者是预约。例如 ,Larry reserved a single room at the hotel for his business trip. Larry 要出差所以在旅馆订了一间单人房。它的名词是 reservation,reservation。例如 ,don't forget to make your reservation in advance. This restaurant is always fully booked.别忘了要提早定位，这家餐厅总是被订满。最后我们看的是 benefit 这个动词 ,bene 这个字首是指好的或者是善的。所以 benefit 是指得到利益或者是受益。例如 ,children with ADHD can benefit from well-designed physical therapy programs. 过动症的儿童可以受益于设计良好的复健课程。benefit 也指使别人受益或者是对某个对象有帮助。例如 ,the new policy can benefit many disadvantaged families. 这个新政策可以造福许多贫困的家庭。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, well, let's continue here with this section. The cats stay in a separate room from the cafe. So, Rebecca, It's a little different from what you were describing before, where you would drink coffee or tea while the cats are running around. They're actually in a separate room. Did you know that?
But it says right here, but guests who buy food or drinks can visit them for free. So I'm sure that you might be able to bring your cup of tea or hot chocolate into the room with the cat. So you really are having like a cup of tea with a cat?
I guess you're going to have to go to Cat Town Cafe and find out. Well, friends, yes, you can visit them for free if you buy a drink. People who can't have pets of their own enjoy playing with the animals. Hey, Rebecca, that's great. You can't have a pet of your own because Linda and Aileen, both, neither of them like cats. So then you can at least go and just play with the cats there.
Yep, that's right. I can just buy a plane ticket and fly to California. No problem. No problem at all. Yeah.
Well, friends, let's take a look at this phrase that you see here. Of one's own, or of your own, of my own. This means that there could be many things, right? But other people own them until one day you have one of your own. For example, I saw many people riding a scooter, and one day I finally bought a scooter of my own.
Ah, that's great, and I bet you enjoy that scooter a
lot.
I do. Well, I remember the day when my dad bought me a piano of my own. It wasn't the nicest piano, but at least it was something that I could play on. And it was of my own.
Yeah, you didn't have to go to someone else's house to play the piano. You had one of your own. Well, friends, we continue. Others visit the cafe seeking a pet. They want a pet. They can get a feel for the cat's personalities at the cafe. Now, to get a feel for something, that doesn't mean you're going to pet the cats and feel their fur. To get a feel for something is to get an understanding of what it's like. Okay, so they're going to get to know the cats a little bit.
That's right. And of course, you could get a feel for lots of different things. It doesn't just have to be a cat. For example, it took Megan a while to finally get a feel for how she wanted to play the song. But she finally got a feel for it.
Now, when you first start learning how to scuba dive, you need to get a feel for it. It takes a while to get a feel for it and to get comfortable with it. And you can get a feel for these cats' personalities at Cat Town Cafe. Well, friends, right now it's time for something we're all very familiar with. We don't need to get a new feel for this. It's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes! Yes! Hey everyone, it's that time of our lesson where we get to do an SC Challenge. And today, our very special guest is Josh. Hey, Josh, can you say hi to everyone?
Hi, everyone.
Yes. And Josh works here at Studio Classroom, and every so often you might see him acting in different skits and other features. Okay, Josh, do you know today's question?
I do not know.
Are you feeling a little nervous about it?
Maybe.
That's great. That's the way we like it. Okay, so today's question is, if animals could talk, which animal would you like to have a cup of coffee with?
Ooh. I think I would like to have a cup of coffee with a lion.
A lion? Why a lion?
I would like to ask him, why do people think you're the king of the jungle?
And what do you think the lion would say in response?
I think he would say because he has a lot of beard.
he's got a nice looking beard, huh? That mane. Yes. Such a full mane.
So that's what makes him the king of the jungle.
Yes.
Wait, is that why you're trying to grow out your beard too?
I think, yes. That's exactly why I'm trying to grow my beard.
Oh, wait, so you want
to be... I'm trying to be the king of...
Studio Classroom?
Yes, the king of Studio Classroom. Please don't tell Doris Broom that.
Okay.
So the truth comes out. So you would like to have a cup of coffee with a lion because you want to ask him why he's the king of the jungle. But deep down, you really want to be the king of
this
Studio
jungle.
Classroom. This jungle, yes.
Yes.
Oh, that is very interesting. Would you ask the lion anything else?
Well, I mean, I want to be the king of jungle cafe.
Oh, I see.
That's good.
So would you ask the lion any other questions?
I would ask the lion what he likes to do during his downtime, other than eating other animals.
Hey, I think I could answer that. He likes to sleep.
Okay. Are you sure?
He likes to sleep. Well, nice. Anyway, friends, what about you? If animals could talk, what animal would you like to have a cup of coffee with? Well, that's all the time we have for today, but we will see you next time. And Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. The King of the Jungle Cafe right here.
Oh, yeah.
This cafe is so exciting.
Why? What makes this place so special?
The cats. This is a cat cafe.
A cat cafe?
Yes. We can play with the cats and enjoy our drinks.
Oh, but...
And this cat cafe has a new twist.
A new twist?
Yes. The cats can be adopted.
Adopted?
Yeah, it's a setup where everybody wins.
Everybody wins?
Yeah. The new owner gets a companion, and the cat gets a loving home.
That is exciting. But where are the cats?
Oh, the cats stay in a separate room. Customers pay to reserve time with the cats.
We have to pay to visit the cats?
Yeah. Oh, but guess who buy food and drinks can visit them free?
Oh, well, I can't wait to play with them.
First, you find out the personality of the cats. Then you can pick one out to adopt.
But I'm not seeking a pet. I can't have one in my apartment.
Well, that's okay. You can still enjoy playing with them.
I hope they like to play.
They sure do. Some were kept in cages before, so they really benefit from this arrangement.
So, what are we waiting for? Let's go play with the cats.
Yeah, but this is a cafe. We have to order first. Let's see. I think I'll have the fish.
Hey, you know, I'm really enjoying learning about these pet cafes, and I really would like to go to one of these days.
You know, I'm kind of sad today's lesson is over, because I really love cats. You know, tomorrow's lesson's all about dogs. Oh. Do you like dogs?
Well, some people might be excited, so make sure you join us right here on
Studio Classroom.